Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Robin Shirley, host for Take Back Your Health Radio, and we are here today, Tuesday at noon Eastern, for our next episode. Welcome to Take Back Your Health Radio. Today we are talking about how to succeed with your New Year's resolutions. So, it's January, and a lot of people have made New Year's resolutions, and you have goals and things you want to accomplish, characteristics you want to adopt, qualities you want to embody, and you have the intention of becoming a better person or doing more things with your life or living life more fully. So, today I am going to talk about how to keep your New Year's resolutions. A lot of people end up ditching or just falling off the wagon in mid-January. Maybe you don't have the motivation you used to, or maybe it's just too difficult. And I want to talk a little bit about that and my own personal experience with falling off the wagon, because when you're dealing with chronic illness, it happens a lot, and you have flare-ups, and you have periods of depression, and you have times when you just have to go and hibernate for a while, or you're just really not doing well mentally or physically, and you lose track of your goals, and you lose, you know, the progress that you've made. And so we, as humans, have this desire to become better and to do better and to make our life better and our experiences better. So when you're dealing with chronic illness, then you have this extra obstacle. And it's a very difficult obstacle because it messes with your head, it messes with your emotions, and it messes with your body. So a lot easier to fall off the wagon, and it's a lot more difficult to pick yourself back up. And not only do you have the normal goals for yourself and for your life that, you know, normal people do, but you also, you know, health goals, additional health goals that other people may not have to achieve in order to succeed in life in the way that you've always wanted to. So, my personal take on New Year's resolutions. Well, first of all, if you are joining us for the first time today, just a little bit of background on Take Back Your Health. It's really a place for you to find the resources that you need in order to find freedom from some of the limiting symptoms of chronic illness. So my reason for starting this is my own experience with chronic illness, diagnosed in seventh grade with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, and it challenged me immensely, and I had to find different ways to cope and to get around the challenges. So over the years, of course, I've engaged with New Year's resolutions, and I've set some for myself, and I've met some, and I've haven't met some of my resolutions, but what's happened is that I have gained a lot of perspective on life and the challenges we go through and the cycles of these challenges and how we need sometimes challenges to either correct our course in life or to motivate us or inspire us to work harder for that something that we've always dreamed of. And I've been able to see chronic illness as that, as one of those course correctors or challenges in life that is really pushing me and teaching me how to be better and do better things with my life. So New Year's resolutions for me aren't something that I really do on a regular basis anymore, because I've found that there are different periods during the year when I get inspired to start fresh or or reinvent myself or revamp or get more inspired with a goal that I want to accomplish. And so I don't limit myself to only setting goals for myself or resolutions just at the new year in January. However, it's nothing wrong with that. I just found it a little limiting, and I wanted to give you all permission to, you know, if you aren't ready right now for change, you may want the change and you may, you know, set the goal, but some things may need to fall into place, and that can be another reason why you fall off the wagon in mid-February. So New Year's resolutions are wonderful, and let's talk about how to keep them and how to make some progress in New Year's resolutions. So everyone has different goals for themselves, and some examples may be, you know, obviously weight loss or have more energy or drink more water, get more sleep, make more effort with your friends, get a promotion, find a job, all sorts of different things. And just wanted to go through a few points that may really help you to succeed with these resolutions. First of all, not many people think this way, but winter, January in the Northern Hemisphere, is really a time to be resting and not a lot of, not really expending a lot of your energy, hibernating, resting, restoring, rebuilding, strengthening yourself, and preparing for new growth ahead in the spring. So it's not necessarily the best time of year to do a lot of change. It's a good time of year to plan, though. So meditating, thinking, brainstorming, getting organized, planning, getting ready for a big revamp or overhaul or a new start in the spring. So I like to actually start out sometimes when I'm ready for a big change, just planning and thinking about, well, what is it that I really want? And I don't want to start out in the new year with a resolution just because it's the popular one or what my friends are doing or what my colleagues are doing. I don't want to pick a resolution that's arbitrary or that I think I want. I really want to think about what I want and then create resolutions that bring me closer to what I want. I want to be more strategic with my resolutions. And I don't want to put a lot of effort into something that may not be, you know, the right thing for me. So the first thing to do, I think, is to really evaluate what you want and are your resolutions going to get you there. And this is a huge topic and could be completely overwhelming to someone. But what I really mean is, okay, what is one thing over the past 3 or 4 years that you're just so, every time you think about it, you're like, oh, I just want one thing I can think of for me is I'd really like super toned thighs. I've never had them except when I was probably in like 6th or 7th grade. And I want toned thighs. And so the problem is that takes a long time, and so I always fall off the wagon and years go by, and then every summer I think, oh my gosh, why didn't I start with this 6 months ago? I would have them by now. So that's just an example of something that I really want, and I've wanted it for a long time, and I get frustrated with myself. Another thing is that I want, I actually would really like to be the sort of person that makes other people feel really good. They love being around me because I make them feel good. They feel good when they're around me. They feel positive. They feel happy. They feel self-confident. And so I don't want people to feel like judged when they're around me. I want them to know that I accept them just the way that they are. And so this is something I've actually been thinking about for, it's kind of a different one. You don't hear that very often, but this is something I've wanted for myself for a few years, and I've just recently been able to put it into words. But so I know it's, you know, it takes time, and to first of all change my habits and my actions and my the things that I say and do around people, and then it also takes time for people to begin to feel that way. So that's just another thing that takes time, And New Year's resolutions are really about changing your habits so that you accomplish your long-term goals. Nothing really significant about you can be changed overnight. And so we need to set up our resolutions and our lifestyle so that we'll have success in reaching our goals. And so some of the things that I like to do is once I've established what I really want, and I was giving you the two examples from my life because I was kind of making it sound like it had to be a really significant thing, like you have to think about your life purpose and why you're here and what you really want out of life, but that's not what I mean. It could be if you are into doing that right now, if this is something that you're ready for, you can go down that road. But I really just, you know, want you to think about significance. Like if it has to do with health, don't just say, I want to be healthier. What do you really want? Do you want something more specific, like I want to weigh this amount, or I want to have, like I said, I wanted to have toned thighs, or whatever it is for you, just be more specific. And then you need to decide what action you need to take in order to get there. And this is something that you may need to try something out and see if it's working or not, and then tweak your habits accordingly. So something that may be making you fall off the wagon in mid-February with your resolutions is that you engage in a daily habit or action that you think is going to help you accomplish your goal, but really it doesn't, and then you kind of get unmotivated, and then that's where you drop the ball. But really, you just need to tweak your actions, perhaps, so that they're more effective. This happened with me with working out a lot. I tried a few things, and it helps me to, sort of get a little bit more active and build a little bit of muscle, but I needed to tweak it to be a little bit more effective. And then I kept tweaking it, and I tried different workouts, and I decided that it was really important for me to do exactly what I really wanted to do so that I would enjoy it, and it would be something I wanted to do every day. So over the past year or so, I've really gone, back and forth between a lot of different workouts and finally have found one that's really working for me. So to be honest, this goal of mine is taking a long time, a couple of years, in fact, but I started out with, a lot of severe joint damage and slowly rebuilding that. And so when it's a physical health goal or resolution, especially, you need to be gentle with yourself and give yourself a long time to accomplish it. And that leads into the next thought, is that you need reminders of what inspires you and motivates you to accomplish that goal. So a really common one is to post pictures on your refrigerator of people accomplishing this goal, or you accomplishing the goal, visualizing it in your mind. Or some things that I do are I even change the desktop picture on my computer and on my phone and on my iPad so that I can be reminded constantly. I do have a vision board. I, for the longest time, didn't want to succumb to that, but I did, and I created a vision board. It's still a work in progress. And I read books that keep my mindset positive, and I remind myself every morning when I wake up, and whenever I can think of, I remind myself of what I want and why I'm doing things. It's really difficult to stay motivated and to motivate yourself. So whatever you can think of, this is one of the most difficult things, is staying in the right mindset. And the smallest little thing can knock us into a completely negative mindset and make us not even feel remotely inspired to continue on with our new habit for our New Year's resolution. So just remember that, these things will happen, and you just got to reinvigorate yourself every once in a while. Another way to stick with your New Year's resolutions, I've found that building them into your daily schedule is really, really important. So For example, if you want to drink more water, if that's one of your New Year's resolutions, then, and this has been one of my goals over time, I've gotten in the habit of putting a glass of water by my bedside table, or on my bedside table, and I will drink water every morning as soon as I wake up. It's right there for me. There's no excuses. I hydrate in the morning, and then, and the other thing, which is a very difficult habit to get into, but getting a glass water bottle, one of those that's covered with the rubber cage, so it keeps it from breaking, but I think that's the healthiest form of water bottles to use. And you can just fill it up every morning and make it your goal to finish it by, you know, at the end of your work day, and then drink a little bit more at night when you get home or before bed. So building it into your daily schedule is very important. I can think of a few other things, but I won't go into a bunch of detail right now. Another thing that helps me to stay in the right mindset, I forgot to mention this earlier, but I use affirmation cards, which you can just probably Google that and find places to buy them. But they're these little cards that have inspiring messages on them, and I keep them in my car. I put like one on my car on the dash, one by my desk, a couple by my nightstand, and I read them, and they really help me when I'm succumbing to depression or in the past when I've had like really deep bouts of depression and I just don't, you know, I can't motivate myself out of that mindset by myself. The affirmation cards really help, even if you don't think they are in the moment. All right. And this is one of my favorite ways to stick with your New Year's resolution. And it's kind of silly, but here goes. So I have a lot of goals. I'm one of those people that I have so many things I want to accomplish, and I'm not going to sit around and wait. So I'm getting started. I also have, because I've been really ill in the past, and I've never, I'm lucky to never have had to keep a 9-to-5 job. I've done lots of online work and sporadic schedule where I can schedule things when I know I'm going to feel best. So I kind of, you know, just knowing that my health was never going to be predictable, I've kind of gotten in the habit of living my life so that I can really, or making a living and working in a way that I can create my own schedule. So I've been really lucky to be able to do that. But since I've been in middle school, I had this mindset. I knew that I was never going to be able to keep a normal schedule until I was really healthy. So I've known this for a while, and I've been working on it for a while. But anyway, so I am able to set my own schedule pretty much, which is lovely, and I have fallen into bad habits because of that. Sometimes I will actually stay in my pajamas way too long in the morning, or, you know, I'm doing stuff, I'm being productive, but the mindset that you're in when you're in your pajamas is not the same mindset you're in when you're wearing an outfit that, you know, a successful person who's doing the things you want to be doing would wear. So that's one bad habit I've fallen into, and, you know, not brushing my teeth until after lunch, or just staying inside for 3 days at a time without going out and interacting with the world, you know, not putting my makeup on, not making my bed, not, you know, just doing things, procrastinating on certain things because I don't have someone saying, hey, get this done now. You know, being a little bit too flexible with my schedule sometimes, you know, that leads to procrastination. So I've had this happen sometimes, and realizing more recently that it's not going to get me anywhere. It is holding me back. So this is the funny part. This is one of the ways that I stick with my, you know, resolutions and goals and keep making progress, is that I think, and just I'll preface it by saying I do have goals of, you know, writing books. I'm working on two books right now, and I am working on lots of events, the Take Back Your Health Conference, and coaching clients and working on a nutrition program for autoimmune disease patients. So I'm doing a lot of things, and publicity is always a concern, and I'm thinking about, you know, how do you get the word out about these things that I'm doing? So I tell myself, you know, Oprah's People could call tomorrow, or the Today Show could call tomorrow, and I'd better be ready. And that keeps me from falling back into bad habits. You know, as soon as I'm about to, you know, stay in my pajamas a minute longer, I say, Oprah's People could call any minute, I better be ready. Or, you know, eating badly or not exercising, I say, I better be ready. I can't go all week without exercising because next week Oprah's People could call and I got to be ready. I got to be in the best condition I could be in. So whatever your goal is, somehow maybe you can relate or tweak this little thing that I do so that it works for your goal. And maybe it's, you know, my dream guy could show up in my life tomorrow, or my boss could call me into his office for that meeting tomorrow. And so you just want to always be prepared. And that mindset really keeps you from engaging and falling back into the bad habits. It's been so helpful for me. I love it. And it makes me laugh. And it's kind of fun just to have that going on in my brain. If you, you know, kind of subscribe to the law of attraction and everything, I think that kind of goes along with that as well. And, you know, believing that what you want could happen to you at any moment and being just mentally prepared for that and open to it. So those are my tips for how to succeed with your New Year's resolution. I hope that that's helpful. And I just want you all to know that falling off the wagon is necessary at some point in your life, because it's a period for you to analyze and to see where your weaknesses are and what habits you tend to engage in that take you off track. And it can also be a resting period, and it can be a course corrector. Maybe you were headed 100 miles an hour in the wrong direction and you just couldn't keep up with it and you fell off the wagon, and now you get a chance to start over and to reanalyze. So just be gentle with yourself and know that, you know, this time of year is great for making resolutions and preparing for big change in the spring, and to continue that change throughout the next couple of years, because anything significant that you want takes time to manifest and to create. So thank you all so much for listening. And I have just one piece of exciting news. My website redesign is finally complete. RobinShirley.com is redesigned, and a ton of new resources on there, recipes that will help you to have more energy. And I write a little post and put my radio episodes up there as well. And the Take Back Your Health Conference. I wanted to say something. That is going to be announced soon. So just keep holding on. We will announce the next one coming up. And Facebook, I'm on Facebook. You can just look me up, Robin Shirley, RA Health Coach. And I hope that you'll connect with me, ask me questions, tell me what you want to hear about. And hopefully we'll see you next time on Take Back Your Health Radio. Have a wonderful week, everyone.